Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
Kevin, I'm from the future.
What, do you have some sort of great thing to tell me? Some sort of Kevin, what happened?
Kevin, we have to stop doing our podcast.
Wait, why?
Where do you think Skynet starts, Kevin?
No, it does not start from
Kevin, it starts in our podcast.
It does not start from the
I'm
podcast.
I'm Jeremy Verkley.
All right, so we shushed that old man out of here.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was either.
Cut me off real bad.
Weird thing is he was Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way I'll be Asian in the future, right?
I don't think so. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the actual podcast.
Whoa, the podcast?
Yeah, I said it wrong the first time that I committed to it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Codcast, so I've been there.
Good cut.
Deep cut.
It's a good deep cut. Deep cut to your own work.
First of all,
we do have a question.
Happy belated birthday, Kevin.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay!
Kevin's older now.
I am older. I am much, much older. Most people age just 1 year on the birthday. I age 5.
Yeah. And all the aging that would happen in those 5 years happens instantaneously.
Yeah, right. You're right at that night.
It's very interesting to watch, and Kevin always has to shave after.
It's like it was some sort of stasis that I just popped out of that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's horrifying, really. My life is just this mountain of...
You should have seen his fingernails.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. I wish this living death on no one. Happy birthday. What I was going to say is that we have a question. We did get a question from the audience. We got a question from Erin.
Yes.
And her question was...
Your lovable sister.
My lovable sister.
The scamp.
That little scamp. Who's older than me. I'm going to pull the question up.
Get it word for
word.
Word for word off of our Twitter.
Come on, Twitter.
Don't
Show
fail
me
us.
What you got.
Don't fail us now, Twitter. Not when we're finally using you.
Hey, at Third Space Cast, why are you bad at history and also the Crucible? Love, Erin. At least it was with love.
It was with love.
Pointing out her flaws.
Yeah.
So that was specifically referring to the...
Our witches episode.
The witches episode.
The witch hunt episode.
The witch hunt episode. And I was talking to her about it, and what she was referring to was the fact that we talked about men not being, you know, burned at the stake as witches or being accused as witches.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the show we ever said that no men ever did, but it definitely was a distinct minority.
Yeah.
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 And also, I read The Crucible when I was in grade 11 of high school.
Yeah, I think I was grade 11 too.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Look, I got one line verbatim. Lilacs have a purple smell. Can you remember a line verbatim from The Crucible?
No, probably something about how terrible it is. Or maybe that, maybe, yeah, the witch! Because The Crucible is about a man being accused of being a witch.
Apparently. Is it?
That's what she said. She said The Crucible is about a man being accused of a witch.
Well, I'll trust her.
And because of the rules, we don't do research. I did not check to see if she was right. However, she is both a... Oh, she's not John Major. But she
did do The Crucible, right?
Yeah, and she also did a history degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone knows about history and The Crucible, it should be her.
Yeah.
So if she's wrong, I want everyone to tweet at her.
Yeah.
Don't tweet at us, because we were right. We are going to say she's right, though.
Yeah.
We'll just believe that she's right.
Unless somebody wants to do that research for us, because obviously we do not do research.
Hashtag no research.
Yeah. As for why we're bad at history, same.
What would I care about the history? That happened before.
Yes.
That's for old people to deal with.
Also, I don't think people tune in for us to be like, in 1974, JFK had a ballpoint pen. That is not historically accurate, by the way, on purpose, because I don't do research.
In 1955, everyone had jetpacks and they flew around. We don't have
my bum is itchy.
This reminds me of a time from the past.
So really, the answer to the question is, if we did history, we would transform into stereotypical old men with senility. And answer questions that way.
Let me tell you one thing. There is no people who have been so proud of not having information.
You shut your trap, you whippersnapper.
Okay, old man Jeremy.
Ah!
Look, do you want to go into the podcast or not?
Yeah, okay, we can.
All right, let's do our thing.
I guess we can.
All right, let's do our thing. What is the topic for this week?
Well, we have a special treat, Kevin.
Special treat?
What episode is it, Kevin?
It's episode 20.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
A two-part episode.
What? That'd be episode 20 and 21.
That's right.
Are we going to do that for every time there's 10 episodes?
Probably not.
Awesome!
Let's not set a precedent.
Let's change the rules all the time. No one can keep track of us.
But guess what else, Kevin?
What else?
In exactly 1 month from the day of this recording, guess what movie comes out?
Star Wars Rogue One.
That's right. Yeah. Star Wars. And guess what topic we haven't ever touched on?
Star Wars in general.
Yes, that's correct.
Not just Rogue One.
So what we're going to do here is this episode, we're going to do what if the light side existed of the Force in our everyday normal world.
Yes.
And for our next episode, it will be what if the dark side existed.
So two separate halves of the Force, never touching.
They're never touching.
Never coexisting, but yeah.
They're each in their own little no-no zone.
And you don't touch that no-no zone.
You don't touch that no-no zone. It's their personal space. Everybody out there who's listening to our podcast, don't touch people when they're in their no-no zone.
Don't touch anything within the no-no zone.
Yeah.
Even if it's just some sort of fictional concept.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Respect the no-no zone.
Respect the no-no zone.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Jeremy. I thought the no-no zone was part on a person.
Well, I think it can be.
It's also
maybe, like, Kevin, I feel like our no-no zones with each other, like, we hug each other. We enter each other's spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are no-no zones where you do not touch me and I do not touch you.
And they may be different between us.
Yes.
But we know each other's no-no zones.
We know each other's no-no zones. So really, the moral of this segment is know each other's no-no zones.
This has been Relationship Talk with Jeremy and Kevin. Touch her on the boobies if she will let you do that.
Well, if she wants you to.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
At that point, she has let you into her no-no zone.
Well, that part of the no-no zone.
That part of the no-no zone.
The no-no zone has shrunk.
The no-no zone is segmented.
Yeah.
Much like the districts in New York.
Yeah.
There are no-no zones.
There are no-no zones.
There are no-no
zones. There are no-no zones in New York?
I mean, there's boroughs. And I'm sure there's people who are like, man, I really like Manhattan, but I don't really want to go to Brooklyn?
Harlem, Brooklyn. You could choose any neighborhood, really.
New Jersey's a different state.
No, let's pick New Jersey.
But it's a different state.
Jersey.
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 Why did we do that?
I don't know.
All right, Star Wars.
Star Wars, the light side of the Force in the real world.
All right, tell me a little bit about the light side of the Force.
So the light side of the Force, most people, and this is the problem, by the way, about talking about Star Wars, is that the mythos is so deep and intricate that it's almost impossible to talk about it without contradicting yourself in some way.
Actually, I'm going to tell you what I'm most worried about talking about Star Wars is that I know for a fact there are people out there who know more about it than we ever could.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we will say something wrong.
We will.
And they will be like, oh, whoa, no. He only died.
You know what they should do? You know what they should do if we're wrong?
What?
They should tweet at us.
Tweet at us. If we're wrong, tweet at us and we'll ignore you that way.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll answer why we were wrong, like we did for Aaron.
But the answer to why we're wrong is always, we don't care.
It doesn't mean we can't answer. We're not ignoring them.
We just don't care.
Yeah.
Hashtag
I'm not ignoring
no
you.
Research, hashtag don't care.
For comedy's sake.
Yes, for comedy's sake.
Yes.
It's all a bit. That's the secret. It's all a bit. All right. Tell me more about the light side of the Force.
I must know.
Feed me your information,
Jeremy. I will
Jeremy.
Feed you some of my information, Kevin. Enjoy it. Enjoy your nom-nom.
Nom-nom-nom-nom.
So, a lot of people, as soon as they say the light side of the Force, they're going to be like, oh, the Jedi Order. But while most Jedi do use the light side of the Force,
It is not restricted to Jedi, and it's a little bit broader than what they actually do.
All right.
So the light side of the Force, basically you gain those powers by achieving oneness with the universe, using your powers for other people rather than yourself.
All right.
And not like, not for the greater good. You can't be like, I'm going to choke a bitch for the greater good. Like,
I'm doing this for the galaxy.
Yeah, like that's not good. That's not cool.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need the Force to choke a bitch for the greater good.
Also, I want to point out, when we say bitch, we're just talking about somebody that's in our way, not necessarily a female.
No, just someone in our way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we choke a bitch.
Like Ludacris.
Yeah, like Ludacris would do.
Yeah, like yeah. Ludacris would do.
Like the great Jedi Master Ludacris would do.
Yeah.
Move, bitch, get out the way, so, and then Force push.
These are also powers that are not inherently aggressive. So I mentioned the Force choke. That's a dark side power.
Yes.
That is aggressive. Force lightning, dark side. Force push, light side.
Can it also
be dark? It can be used pretty nefariously.
All right.
But the idea is that because the person is connected with the light side, they're not going to use it in that way.
You just push them out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something's falling and you push it so it doesn't crush Gwen Stacy. I don't know.
Why did I think you were going to say Gwen Stefani?
I don't. Well, because I thought Gwen Stefani first.
Oh, man. Nailed it.
We might spend too much time together, Kevin.
All right. So, you can use the lights of the Force to save Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man couldn't.
Like Spider-Man couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he didn't have a firm grasp of how physics worked. Not so smart now, are you, Spider-Man?
Yeah, you're supposed to be like this sort of kid genius. But I guess not in chemistry. I guess not in physics.
Yeah, that's true. He learns that later.
Yeah, he learns that by swinging.
Yeah.
I only know pendulum mechanics.
Yeah, so I'm going to run through what some light side powers are. I'll probably miss some.
Yeah.
But you have, of course, the Force push.
Yes.
Then you have body enhancements. You can make your body stronger, faster, quicker.
Bigger boobs, better butt.
No.
Stronger jaw.
Nope. None of those. Well, I guess stronger jaw.
Remove wrinkles.
No. Well, maybe.
Liposuction?
No. The light side of the Force is not plastic surgery, Kevin. There's also some form of prognostication.
What'd you say about me?
Prognostication. Seeing into the future, Kevin.
Okay. Isn't that divination?
Yeah, but to prognosticate is to divine. What? So, like, practicing divination is the process. Prognosticating is using the information you get to predict.
So divining is just seeing the stuff. Prognosticating is doing something with it.
Yes. Yeah.
God, I hate the languages.
The English language, everybody. So there's that. There's also a sixth sense, if you will.
Like a spider sense.
Sort of.
We're going to keep bringing this back to Spider-Man.
I guess. It's not a danger sense, though it can be.
Okay.
Like, it senses other life and other people who are strong in the Force. And it can even sense events if they have something to do with the Force.
Yes, if there has been a disturbance in the Force.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard that line before.
I don't know where from, but I've heard it.
Maybe
Spider-Man.
That's the basic suite of the light side of the Force.
Okay, so you can push things.
Yeah.
You can make yourself better.
Yeah.
You
can prognosticate.
You can prognosticate.
And divine. Yeah.
But the important thing is prognosticating.
Yeah.
And you can, you have a sixth sense.
Yeah. That has to do with the state of the Force, basically.
Okay. I mean, those are some pretty basic powers.
Like, yeah.
When you think about it, you can, and from what I'm seeing of Star Wars, they don't exactly get fantastic visions of the future.
No.
Just like, I see a great evil.
They're murky.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, sometimes they get clearer, but that's pretty rare. And that's usually in the extended universe, not the movies. Because guess what? That doesn't work in a movie format.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No.
People who can see the future clearly would ruin the movie.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it is still interesting in a novelization, in the written word, when you know what's going to happen, you just don't know how it's going to happen. Or if it's preventable. You can create tension that way in the written word.
You know what? I think I agree with you. I think I agree with you because when you have to show it on film, there's so many different, like, you don't have as much control over what it's.
Well, you have to show the whole context.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
When in a written, I know. I agree.
Yeah.
I had to think about it for a little bit, but I agree.
Anyways, so now that we're done with our initial explanation.
Yeah, those are the powers. Those are the powers you would get
with the light side.
But not everyone has them because...
Well, the light side, once again, you only have those powers if you are trying to be one with the universe.
Yeah.
Trying to not use your powers for selfish reasons. You don't use them to gain power. You don't use them to manipulate. Oh, there's also the Force mind trick.
Oh, yeah, you can do the Jedi mind trick.
Jedi mind trick.
Yeah. Yeah, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Exactly. Thank you for that quote.
Yeah. That's your job here. You explain the concepts. I give easily relatable quotes.
Sweet. Excellent. Perfect. Everyone's going to love this.
I am your father.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, you're not. But yep, that was a quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically that bully that pushed you off the playground in grade 4...
He's not going to get the Force.
He's not going to have the Force, no. Though he can still force you off the playground.
Using the physical Force.
Yeah, using his muscles.
But you as some sort of benevolent child.
Yeah.
Child prodigy, maybe.
No children use the light side of the Force. Are you kidding? we've been over this.
Children
have no empathy, Kevin.
Children have no empathy, so they cannot use the light side of the Force.
Yeah, they don't do anything for anybody else.
But once you hit, I don't know...
Once,
maybe 14 if
once
you're really
they
good.
Self-actualize, then they have a chance.
Once they look at themselves hard in the mirror and go, you know what? I think I might want to use the light side of the Force.
Well, when they look themselves in the mirror, they go, you know what? Maybe I'm not the most important thing in the universe. Just maybe.
Which is a very important moment in all child's life. Or sometimes 22-year-olds.
Or sometimes 40-year-olds.
When they look in the mirror and realize... What if it's not all about me? And then they turn into a being of pure light.
Yeah, they turn into a being of pure light, and then they go on a journey through David Bowie's labyrinth.
And at the end, they meet David Bowie.
Yeah, and they have...
And his pants. His
and,
pants.
Well, his pants, and they also have to find the baby he's hidden.
Oh, rest in peace, you glorious bastard.
Yeah, I love you, David Bowie.
Rest in peace.
So, Kevin.
Yeah.
What would happen?
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So, you have a world where literally the best people get powers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do force moving, and they do things like pull things toward themselves just in very small senses.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Being able to do even just those small ones are pretty damn cool.
Yep.
So, the question is, and what we sort of are discussing here, is if only the best people in the world get those powers...
Well, only the most unselfish people.
Yeah, best. Best in that that way. Not best as in, like, man, that guy can jump really high.
That's Usain
force
Bolt.
Powers.
Yeah, Usain Bolt doesn't have
Usain
force powers.
Usain Bolt might not get it. I mean, he may. I don't
he
know
might.
Him personally.
Yeah, I don't know.
He may be an awesome guy.
Maybe he's one with the universe.
Seeing him run with, what's a guy from Mars? Andre DeGrasse?
Yeah, I think so.
From
Degrassi High.
From Degrassi High.
It was a good old Canadian joke.
Hey, America knows Degrassi High. They know Drake.
That's true.
You know, Drake.
They used to call him on his cell phone.
Back when he was on Degrassi.
Yeah, late night when they needed his love.
Remember when Drake was at the bottom when he was on Degrassi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called him on his cell phone.
Yeah. Now he's here at the top when he's not on Degrassi and instead is a rapper.
Well, you know, I know when that hotline bling. It can only mean one thing, Kevin.
This is our Drake mashup. It's a mashup of Hotline Bling, started at the bottom, and Degrassi. Available now on iTunes.
Well, technically, yes. Yes, it is.
Drake would not have the superpowers.
No, definitely not. No celebrity would.
Well,
wait, here's a question. Can you think of a celebrity that would?
I don't know. Keanu Reeves is pretty awesome.
Keanu Reeves is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves would probably...
Yeah, he gave... all the money made from the other Matrix movies to the animators because they made the movies really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no.
Also, you know, he lives in a small apartment because he only needs that much space.
Yeah, rides the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keanu's a good guy.
Keanu's a good guy. Do what else he can do.
What else can he
move
do?
Move things with his mind.
Yeah, because he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He has force powers.
Yeah.
Well, here's something. So, a big thing in the world is people want to know, like, who's good, who's bad, who's... Like trying to figure out judging, like, how to judge someone's character is very important.
Very difficult.
You kind of have a very defined way of judging someone's character.
Yeah, their strength and the force.
Yeah, if you see someone, you know, like let's say a barista at Starbucks reach over and force pull a cup towards them, you'd be like, that's a good guy.
Yeah, that person has moral fiber. They are chock full of it.
I like you, barista at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone can't do that, they're automatically a bad person. But if you do these cool signifiers, which makes me think, going into politics, play the politics tune.
Yeah.
That, do you think debates could potentially be both the candidates in a force battle with each other?
Well, I still think that, you know, you'd have to talk about policy.
Yes.
But I certainly think that...
that might be a component of it.
A candidate that can use force powers, that's like a gold card in their back pocket, like, that they can pull out whenever they want.
Just in the middle of a debate, they just like pull the microphone towards me. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
They have force powers.
They have force powers. Also, you know, if they go up to the other candidate and they do a Jedi mind trick and the other candidate's weak-minded, and it's just like, yeah, I agree. Like, you just win the debate.
Yeah, yeah. As long as nobody's gonna
get upset because you clearly have a good reason because you just used a force power.
Yeah. Yeah, it would kind of make you inscrutable.
Yeah.
It would be a gold card in the pocket.
Yeah.
But it'd be the sort of thing when, you know, the commentators are talking about it, they're like, well, Jake Burns, I don't know, that's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Didn't do too well on the... in the force battle. Yeah. However, he made very good points about how to fix the economy.
That's
true.
We'll
see what the voters decide when they go to the polls.
Well, November. The thing is, character doesn't necessarily mean you'd be a good leader.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? But, I mean, people certainly respect character.
Yeah.
You know who, what I think it would have the biggest impact on, actually?
What?
Religion.
Oh, yeah.
Because... This is the thing that's just always existed in the world, if we're talking about it. So you might have the different religions that we have today.
Yeah.
Right? But guess what? Dalai Lama definitely has force powers. Definitely, definitely. You know what? The Pope, the current Pope, I would say probably has force powers.
But not all the popes.
Not all the popes.
No,
there are some... Sorry, everybody. I'm going to say something very blasphemous now. There are some dick-ass popes. That pope that was like, crusades everywhere. Like, no.
No, that's kind of a dick-ass pope.
Yeah, dick-ass pope.
That's that is one dick-ass pope.
Yeah. Please don't make that the title of this episode,
Kevin.
Yeah,
I don't. Oh, there are shaking within me that's saying that dick-ass pope would be a great shirt.
No. No!
The most blasphemous of shirts.
The most blasphemous of shirts. Just this pope covered in bling with a sword. Shouting, kill those heathens.
He's wearing those Kanye West stunner shades. I changed my mind. This is an awesome pope.
No, it's not. But I think what would happen is you can't have bad character in terms of what the light side of the force represents and still use it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the rhetoric that our religion is the only one true religion, or those people who are like, if you're not Christian or you're not Muslim or you're not,
bad.
You're inherently bad. It doesn't work anymore because clearly you can see people who are good in those other sections of society.
Well, because you'd see a Christian using force powers, you see a Muslim using force powers, you see a Buddhist using force powers.
I feel
you
like
see a Scientologist walking down the street.
Yeah, I feel like actually Buddhists and Taoists would probably
right
have
that?
A higher level of force powers than most other religions in terms
slide
of
over my
percentage
sick burn of Scientology.
Yeah, I'm just gonna slide
over.
See,
I don't really
like to acknowledge Scientology because it's dumb.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, Buddhists and Taoists would Yeah, they would.
I mean, it's kind of central to their religion. You know what else would be a much bigger religion? The Jedi religion.
It's true. Legitimately, just the light side religion. The
yeah,
Jedi
that's
religion.
What it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think it focuses more on just oneness with the universe and stuff, but...
Well, it's one of those things that comes up when you talk about clerics in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Clerics, there's a bunch of different gods.
Yeah.
And the clerics follow those gods. But there are certain people, either when they want to play D&D or in some supplements, where they talk about atheism in D&D, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because you legitimately have people who are like, my God gives me the power to shoot lightning, and yeah. then you shoot lightning. It'd be like someone coming up and being like,
yeah,
like,
where's your proof?
Oh, shit! Yeah! Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it is a world with magic in it as well. So it's just like being like, no, that's not divine. That's just magic.
Yeah, it's true.
Your God didn't do that.
But here's,
magic did that.
Here's the thing. My God gives me the ability to resurrect my fallen comrades. That is not something magic can do.
That is not in your spell list, wizard.
Yeah, that's not in your spell list, wizard or bard or sorcerer.
I mean, the wizard can bring back
or warlock.
But
that's not. Resurrection, though.
No.
Only the divine can do that.
Yeah, only my divine god. Oh, I was stalling to come up with a D&D god. The only thing I can think of is Senaheen.
Oh, there's Senaheen, there's Sune, there's
Coraline. I'm trying to think of one of the life ones.
Yeah, I mean, Senaheen works.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The yeah. chain god. No.
No.
Man, that was a sweet deep cut into D&D we did there. If you got that joke,
you're a nerd just like us.
Welcome
to our fold.
No, but like you would have a religion, the Jedi religion.
Yeah.
Who would be like,
well, I mean, the one that exists today I think would just be more popular.
Well, come on, we're saying the Jedi religion wouldn't be this. It wouldn't be the Jedi religion that you see in Star Wars.
No,
it would be a religion.
It's the one that's in Australia now.
Oh, right.
It exists.
Yeah, yeah.
It would just be more popular.
Though it is funny. the government being like, guys, please stop doing this. We need stats.
Yeah, we need stats.
No, what you get a religion, whatever it ended up being called, that's just being like, yeah, because we are good people, we are given this ability.
Yeah.
And it's just a general, hey, obviously, being selfless, like doing these things, gets you this.
Yeah.
So, this is our religion, and it'd be tough to argue with them.
Well, here's the thing. I think there would be certain periods of history, certainly, where the masses rose up against these powered overlords. Kevin, your device is about to restart.
5:35.
How much time do we have, Kevin?
How about we go to commercial?
Okay.
And then...
Let it restart?
Then we'll let it restart. We'll be
okay.
back.
Forced commercial break.
Today's episode of The Third Space brought to you by the Super Moon, the moon with superpowers.
In the sky, where you can always see it, and it can always see you.
It has the power to reflect solar energy.
The power to change shape over a month.
Yes.
The Super Moon.
The power to be both red and yellow at different times.
The power to change, to control water to a limited extent.
The tides.
Tides.
The Super Moon.
Catch it this summer.
Wait, it was for a movie?
Wait, what?
I thought it was just for the actual thing.
I don't know. The copy isn't very clear.
Okay.
All right.
Note to advertisers, be clearer on your copy.
It's like they think we're making this up.
Yeah.
This is very important.
We already told you, everything is texted to each other.
Yes, it is. All right, so back into the light side after the...
Back into the light.
After the snafu with our recording software.
Yep.
Man, no, not even warning. Not even warning.
No, not even an option to be like, later? Later? Nope.
No.
Right now.
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 We're starting now. Okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
Settle down. All right, so do you think that in this world, in the lights of world, the people would be better people, or we would just be able to clearly see the people who are better?
Well, I think there would be more people trying to be altruistic. Whether or not they succeed in that, like, even there are days where I'm like, I just want to do something nice for people.
Yeah.
But I don't always succeed.
No, no.
I mean, the thing is that our base human desires would still be there.
Well, the thing that
the other thing is, we're not saying the Jedi Order exists. So there's not really like a training area for people to learn.
Well, there's that religion. There's the religion that we made.
There's the religion. We didn't make it. It exists.
Sorry, no, the religion that exists.
Yeah.
There's that religion that exists in Australia.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there'd be more people trying for that. But at the same time, being an altruistic person does not pay your bills.
No, it does not.
Right?
Well, the thing that I was thinking was that if you're someone who's like, oh, man, look at the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Look at all the stuff that he can do. Look at him doing backflips. God, he's so cool.
Except he wouldn't be doing backflips.
Wouldn't he? Because
it's not for other people.
You can do backflips for other people.
I guess you could.
It's backflips are fun for the whole family.
Well, I'm saying, like, there are people that would be pursuing that, just like there are people that are pursuing enlightenment, or they're just, you know, trying to be a good person or whatever. There are people that would pursue it, but not everybody would.
But the big thing that I was thinking is that if you are someone who just wants the powers, you probably will never get them, right?
No, you won't.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you can't join the Jedi and be like, oh, man, I do this, and then I'm going to force push.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Don't forget, in this world, you cannot fall to the dark side because there is
no. There is no dark side.
There is no dark side.
No, it's only the light side.
Yeah. So all those people just
are just upset. Oh, no, that's what you'd have. Is you'd have other people who are like, oh, I could never do it. I mean, clearly this isn't fair.
Yeah.
There's something else going on here. You'd have those people in everything where, like, there's some government person who's like, no, obviously they're tricking us. There's some trick.
People would use rhetoric to try and get around it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing where this is clearly, if you have it, it's a clear stroke as to the nature of your character.
Yeah.
And, you know, the implication of that is that if you haven't, maybe you're a little more gray, or maybe you're not such a nice person, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think you'd have people... Oh, man, it'd be really weird because, once again, these are the people who are selfless, are...
Yeah, yeah. These are the people that would not be seeking the spotlight, right?
We're really speaking on selfless, but aren't there, like, specific tenets for, like, the light side of the Force?
There are for the Jedi Order, but once again, it's not directly connected, right?
Okay.
There are lots of instances in the...
Can you love and be in the light side?
Yeah, you can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Stupid Jedi.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is you don't walk up to a person you are attracted to and use a Jedi mind trick to get them to sleep with you.
No, because you'd be a bad person.
You'd be a bad person.
And you would lose the power.
Yeah, you wouldn't be using... You don't use your Force powers to impress a girl or a person you're attracted to and get a drink from the bar without standing up. You don't do that.
Well, I mean, if you're doing it for a romantic reason, like, you know, like if what you were doing was you were using your Force powers in a romantic way, like, I don't know, you...
I guess that is for someone else.
Imagine they walked into a room and you're sitting on the bed and they're like, oh no, they forgot our anniversary. And then they're like, no, I didn't. Bam! And then just like you force pull flowers and
streamers. No, see, that's for you. That's for you so you don't look bad.
No, but you
have... Unless you planned it ahead of time.
Yeah, because you pull all the flowers and streamers you just keep in your closet year round.
You just want to be a magician. That's what you're telling me. You just want to be like, but what's behind this ear?
Now, I have a question. Could you...
Ladies, just so you know, if you ever date Kevin, that's what he's going to do in your anniversary.
If I... Now, I understand that you could be doing, like, you know, being a magician and just sort of be a jerk.
Yeah.
But if you were legitimately like, no, I can do this stuff, and other people will be so happy, so much joy, like being just a pure entertainer that you love it when other people are.
Yeah, I think
then you could use your Force powers.
You could.
And be like,
you could.
Yeah.
The thing, being an entertainer is neither good nor evil. Like, it depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there would certainly be, I think, performers that would do that. And, you know, it'd be tough for them to make a living.
Because they would be an awesome trip to Las Vegas.
It'd be sweet. Yeah. Cirque du Soleil with force powers.
But only some of them.
Only some of them.
And it was like, even like in the middle of a trick, they're just like, man, you know, why don't I do this for me? Oh, shit!
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, he lost it. It's like,
well, here's
know,
the thing. I also think it like it has Peter to be Pan. A slider type thing. Like, for instance, let's use the Dalai Lama as an example here.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama probably is one of the strongest connections to the Force in this world.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
So if the Dalai Lama is like walking around and then he walks by an ice cream stand, is like, I could steal that ice cream and no one would ever think it was me. He's not going to lose all his powers immediately. But if he keeps doing that over and over, then yeah, eventually it's going to change the core of his being.
I like, okay, how gameable do you think that system is? Like, if you're the kind of person who's, you know...
Well, here's the thing. It's,
wait, hang on. What's to walk around and you know, do selfless things and be the best person and be the best of all that you could be. But then every so often, you're like, what if I just shove that child? What if I just give the child a little shove?
Here's the thing. Intention matters, right?
Yeah.
If you're just doing nice things, being like, I'm going to get force powers, you'll never get them.
Well, no. But you keep the force powers and then, and once a month, you could shove a child.
Well, you could, but you probably wouldn't have that strong a connection to the Force if you were like, I'm going to shove a child every month.
No, like, you don't honestly think of it, but when the moment comes up and you're like, I'm going to shove the child, I'm going to do it. I've done it in a while. I'm going to shove a child. And you shove a child. He doesn't fall down. He kind of like stumbles. Like,
here's the thing. The light side of the Force, you need a certain amount of calm and serenity, right? So if you're the type of person that's going to lose their temper at a child and use the Force to push them.
you're assuming the child is doing something to the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
No, sometimes you just need to push a child.
No. Yeah, like.
So, look, you work hard throughout the day. People are always on your back asking you to do stuff, and you do things for them all the time. Sometimes you just need to go home and shove a child. And how dare you judge me?
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I don't think that a person who was like that would have the Force powers. If they were like, hey, I live my life for everyone else, so everyone owes me shit for it. No, it's not the same thing.
Well, no, I'm not saying like that's what it is.
Kevin, today I donated to the mustard seed. Now everyone has to love me.
Now you can shove a child.
Now I get to be smug all day. You know what? People hate Kevin. People who do good things and then are smug about them. They hate that.
What you don't know is that written into the rules of the mustard seed is that you give them $5, you get a free shove.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not true.
Ask them.
Okay, fine. We'll tweet at them. I'll tweet at the mustard seed, Kevin. Are you going to make me tweet at the mustard seed? Because I will. I will, Kevin. And I'll say, Kevin Weir says that if you donate $5 to the mustard seed, you get to shove a child for free. And no one can get upset at you.
They give you a voucher. You shove the child. People are like, hey, what are you doing? You show them the voucher. And they're like, all right, fair enough.
Kevin? Fair enough. Kevin, I want you to tweet that at the mustard seed and see what they say. See what they say, Kevin.
I don't know. I've never been banned from a volunteer before. How angry can a charity get at
me? I'm pretty angry right now. I'm keeping it down because I have a microphone in front of my face, but I'm pretty angry right now.
It's called balance.
No, but
there must be a balance.
Right, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the light side of the Force.
But we're in a world without balance.
Yeah.
There must be balance to the light, and that's when you shove a child.
No, but that's not the person that has the light side powers. That's some dick wad who's like, I don't get it. I donated. I volunteered for 3 months straight, and I still have no Force powers.
I don't know what's going on. Shove. Yeah. I don't know what's going
exactly.
on.
That's the person that's doing it.
Why don't I have powers? Push. Why? Yeah.
Why?
Stop pushing me. You stop pushing me. Push.
I'm not.
And then the child Force pushes you.
Yeah.
Not violently.
Not violently.
Away a little bit.
Just like, stop that.
Yeah, it's like, stop that. Oh, the child has him. That's not fair. I'm going to shove an adult.
I'm going to shove an adult.
Don't shove an adult. Adults fight back.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Not with force powers, though.
If you go and shove the Dalai Lama.
Probably just with a gun.
Oh, man.
Like, here's the other thing. You have force powers, but they're no lightsabers.
No, you just have weapons.
Like, you can improve your movement so that you're really good with a sword, but guess what? If you try and cut a explosive in half, that shit's still gonna kill you.
No, yeah, you can't. You cannot cut a rocket-propelled grenade in half.
No, you could.
But it would blow up.
It would blow up.
Well, this is something that I guess we haven't talked about, but we are talking about, like, selfish things like, you know, the Dalai Lama and people like that. Mm. But in Star Wars, the Jedi's are fighting. They're fighting, and they keep their powers. They're just fighting. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in the lore around the Jedi is that the Jedi are supposed to be peacekeepers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the movies, they're pretty clearly not peacekeepers.
But even peacekeepers get guns.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, would the UN have a unit of people like that? Yeah. Like, there's a bombing in Syria, for instance. They send in a bunch of people. Send in the Jedi. Get rubble off of people who are trapped in buildings.
But once again, there will be combat. You will have...
Yeah.
Like, they'll be forced to fight. And so
Well, you would have to defend yourself in that dangerous situation.
Yeah. And it would be pretty intimidating to try to fight someone who has... what if someone goes out to the bar and they have force powers? And some other jerk just decides, it's, you know, because they're super drunk, I'm going to fight this guy. And you're like, don't
well,
do
I mean,
this.
You could,
don't do
you
this.
Could break up the fights. If you were in a bar and a fight broke out, you could use your force powers to...
In episode... In episode four, Obi-Wan cuts a man's hand off because he's threatening Luke.
Yeah.
He still keeps his powers.
Yeah, but...
Are you saying that in the real world, a man couldn't threaten you and you just stab his hand with a fork?
That's why I said the slider.
So you stab his hand with a fork and it's like, guess what? I still have my force powers because you were being a dick.
Yeah.
And there's not always... Because if I'm correct...
And here's the thing, when Obi-Wan did that, he didn't do it for himself.
Was that Pig-Faced Man going to shoot Luke, or were they just being aggressive against him?
Well, I think there was going to be a fight.
I think at that moment he was just being aggressive. Yeah, but it was just being like a bar brawl. And he cuts his fucking hand off.
Well, to be fair, it did stop the bar brawl.
Oh, God, we have end justify the means as long as you keep your force powers.
Kind of, a little bit.
So yeah, you could get in a bar fight and just smash a bottle over someone's head and be like, hey, with your force powers,
yeah,
like, everyone settle down.
Yeah.
That man has shards of glass embedded in his face, but it's okay.
Hey man, a light side action can be violent. Like, you remember Army of Darkness?
Yes, all the time.
Right, so Ash goes into the middle of the city and everyone's like, but they're going to probably persecute or fight him.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He shoots his shotgun up in the air where it's not going to hurt anyone, theoretically.
Yeah.
And gets all their attention. And yes, he terrifies them and intimidates them.
Yeah.
But he does it so that there will not be further violence.
Your very important moment there was that you said he shot in the air where it wouldn't hurt anyone. Do you think that if Obi-Wan just, like, set off his lightsaber, everyone would be like, holy shit!
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do that, though. He cuts off another man's hand.
Yeah, but that's storytelling. Like, that, if you don't have that moment...
As Obi-Wan sliced through his forearm, he's like, this will be a good story.
No. Here's the thing. You're forgetting that those are movies for entertainment for everybody. Right? So, in that point of the movie, I think that's the first time you see what a lightsaber can do.
Oh, I better show it off.
Well, it's true. You need to establish what it's capable of.
He could have cut the bar in half.
He could have. But it's more dramatic if it's somebody's hand.
Are you sure?
Also, foreshadowing.
Kind of foreshadowing. Yeah, but it wasn't Obi-Wan's hand who was cut off, and Obi-Wan didn't do the cutting. It was just this guy got his hand cut off, and then this guy got his hand cut off. There's a supercut of all of the, like, amputations and like decapitations in Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of arms that get chopped off.
Yeah.
People are really into getting arms chopped off.
Oh, yeah, limbs all everywhere.
Limbs everywhere.
Limbs everywhere. Yeah. I just realized what another light side power is, Kevin.
What?
Becoming one with the Force and becoming a Force ghost.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
It could be a Force ghost. Now, do the Force ghosts do anything other than show up to people who are very important to them and give them cryptic messages?
So I think the Star Wars lore for Force Ghosts is you can only become a Force Ghost if you are willing to completely give up your sense of self. So you don't lose yourself, but you are completely willing to. And then your job is to, and this connects to a deeper Star Wars lore that I don't think we can touch in this episode.
All right.
But it connects you to something called the Living Force, which is basically the Force has a will, and it's basically the destiny of the Star Wars universe. Like, okay, fate and destiny ties in with that. So basically,
Force and Destiny?
You become...
Force and Destiny, my Fantasy Flight games.
Sure. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but a cool game.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically you become an agent of fate.
Okay.
When that happens.
We'll become a ghost, the agent of fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a self anymore.
Though, so does this mean that that church...
I just thought of something amazing, Kevin.
Well, does it have a ghost oligarchy?
I was actually thinking that every Dalai Lama becomes a Force ghost and there's a council of them.
Well, I mean, every Dalai Lama...
And, like, if the Dalai Lamas show up, if a Dalai Lama Force ghost shows up around you, you're like, oh, shit, something big is going
down. So at this point, we're talking about, like, Dalai Lama Force ghosts, the good Pope's Force ghosts.
Yep.
We're talking about, I don't know, a really good...
Buddha.
Yeah, all the Buddhas come back.
Well, not necessarily every single one, but...
The good ones.
It's also you have to want to do it. It's something you have to train for.
Well, I'm trying to think of like Buddhist rhetoric. Is that the right word? I'm trying to think of that.
All life is suffering.
if you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him. Like,
is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit. I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
It is.
Is that true? Can somebody look that up? Because I'm not going to.
That's totally a thing they say. If you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him. There's more to it, I know.
So, taken out of context.
Yes, there's an ellipses at the end.
Okay.
Well, I mean, taken out of context would just be kill him. As the Buddhists say, kill him. I can't remember where I was going.
As it says in the Bible, walk with me.
As it says in the Bible, the.
Thanks, Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Thanks, avid listener, Glenn Beck.
I can't remember where I was going with the Buddhist thing. But any of those things, from any religion, you get I said the really good popes, really good preachers, really good like Native Americans.
Like it's a rare thing for this to happen.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say now. Isn't like one of part of the Buddhist rhetoric like they want oneness, like Nirvana, oneness with the universe?
Yeah.
Wouldn't becoming a Force ghost be the thing?
Yeah, be the highest
all
point.
Want to do?
Yeah, it'd be the highest point.
So you get a lot of Buddhists in there. Like, you might not get as much when you go with, like, Christianity and those ones, because they want to move on to a different plane of living.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily becoming oneness with the universe.
Yeah.
They want to move on to the next universe, the next world.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of Buddhists in there.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think fate is a big part of Buddhism. So that might if it up a bit.
Really, the biggest thing you'd have is from the Jedi religion.
Yeah.
Like, it depends what they're preaching. If they are preaching that the biggest thing, that the best thing you do, the goal of all things is to become one with the Force,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you get the most of those and probably the most of Buddhists.
But it might just be try to be altruistic. Try to be a good person might just be the end of it.
Yeah, but...
you know, there'd probably be sex. If it's more popular, there's sex. S-E-C... T.S.
Oh, no, there's sex.
I mean, there's sex, too, but there's also sex.
Oh, no, there's all different kinds of sex. You're going to have big sex. You're going to have little sex. You're going to have aggressive sex. You're going to have some of the softer sex. Sometimes the sex that's lit by, like, candles. There's some wax in there. Maybe there's some wax play with these sex, but who knows? Each sex is different.
Are you done?
And really, you should talk with the other people involved in the sex to figure out what kind of sex you're having.
Also, what their no-no zones are. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I got it out.
Good. So there would be sex.
Yes.
To the religion.
Yeah.
And probably
some
of them would be like, oneness with the universe. And others would just be like, no, take care of your fellow man. And those are both light side. Like, the thing about the light side is it's actually fairly broad.
Yeah.
Right? So
there's broadness in the sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a joke in there, and I'm not going to say it, even though I know what it is.
Well, what I was thinking is that, so if you have literally the ability for people to join with oneness with the universe.
Yeah.
In these light side ones, would you have a ghost oligarchy? Would you have a ghost oligarchy?
No, because there's... It's the kind of thing where someone seeing a force ghost would be like, oh, shit, this is an amazing person. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But the force ghosts themselves would be like, no, everyone's equal. Right? Like, I'm not a big deal. I'm just fulfilling I'm fulfilling my role here. Well, so it'd be that person. It'd be that celebrity, like Keanu Reeves, who has all this power and celebrity, but is like, no, I'm just a normal person.
I was in John Wick, and I will be in John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Down theaters, you should see it.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to... Force Ghost is not going to be like, I'm an immortal Force Ghost. What you going to do? Ha ha ha.
No, I understand that, but the Force Ghost doesn't have to believe they're in charge to be in charge. Like,
That's true. People would lend a lot of credence
to them. Yeah, and you'd be like, when it comes down to it, our belief is that the leaders of our sex...
religions.
These force ghosts that you see around the world.
Not necessarily. Because, like, one of the things that I think would happen, particularly with Christianity,
yeah,
is that Christianity is all about being a good Christian. Like, yeah. Emphasis on Christian.
Yeah.
So, you can't become a force ghost if that's your outlook.
No, exactly, yeah.
Because that's not everybody. That's not the universe. That is Christians.
Well, no, that's why Christians wouldn't do it. I'm not saying all religions would be that. I'm saying there would be some.
There's some, but here's the thing. Those religions that focused on that would have a broader view because you have to have a broader view.
Well, no, well, think of...
Like, if you were narrow-minded, you would never reach a high level in that religion.
No. Well, think of Native American religions. There's a lot of stuff in there about ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I think that would be huge with them.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, because it's not only your ancestors, everyone's ancestors.
Here's the thing. Those force ghosts could give advice.
Yeah.
But you have to, you can't take that as the best thing for you. That's the best thing for the universe, maybe.
Yeah, use the force.
Yeah, right? Use the force. That might be the best thing for the universe, but that's not necessarily the best thing for you. Like, if you called up your granddad, who was a force ghost, right?
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. Hey, Poppy.
Well, I mean, if they appeared around you and you were like, hey, there's this girl. I'm thinking about asking her out. Do you think I should or not?
Use the force.
The force ghost is going to be like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to break up in 2 years anyways.
What? Man, I don't care.
Prognostication.
Hey, do you want to go to the bar and check out some women? You're a force ghost. This isn't right. It's good for the universe. I don't know.
Listen, you need to have a child with this woman. It's the chosen one.
I'm not really...
Copulate. I will stand guard.
No one will enter while I am here. The Force Ghost will protect your sex. All right. Light
S-E-X,
side?
S-E-X, not S-E-X.
Yes, S-E-X-C-T-S. Sexted. All right, are we done with the light side?
I don't know. Are we done with the light side? What are we on time?
I think we're good. I think we'll do a little bit of wrap up.
Okay.
Go with the light side. Join us next week.
When we talk about the dark side.
And something else, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll talk about something else.
Yeah,
we'll talk about something else. We'll tell you what that is after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this, I mean, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Because you can find us on Twitter at Third Space Cast.
Or you can tweet at us individually. You can reach me at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Shawman K. Weir.
That's right.
You send us an email, thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
If you like the episode, please go on and please like, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends.
Yeah, here's your options. I'm going to give you some options, Kevin.
Yeah.
Let's say you're too shy to talk to your friends. You know what you do?
What do you do?
You go on iTunes, you write a review. Tell people what you think. You never have to talk to them. It's anonymous, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. If you're worried that your friends will judge you, then why do they judge you? This is awesome.
Yeah.
And screw them if they judge you.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you don't like the anonymity of the internet. You just want to talk to people. In that case, okay, go talk to people instead of writing a review. Yeah. But literally, you can't hate both of those things.
No.
You can't.
So options.
So do one of them.
That's very inspirational. Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of a little bit.
There's inspiration in there.
Yeah.
Underneath all...
There was an inspirational tone.
You said it in an inspirational way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've watched sports movies.
You cannot do it. But it sounded inspirational.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Did we miss anything?
Our theme song. Yeah. Our theme song is...
Balrog Boogie.
By the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes.
Yes.
Join us next week on The Third Space, where we spend the entire episode going through the discography of the band The Darkness.
I believe it isn't gonna love. Just let it live within my heart. There's a chance I can make it now. I'm working on the single stand. I believe it, I think I love.
Ooh. Guitar!